BJ Raines here for BlueTurfSports.com with John Mallory from ESPN Boise, breaking down Boise State spring game. Johnny, it was raining. The crowd was maybe a little smaller than some had thought. Created a couple turnovers, some fumbles, some drop balls. But overall, the quarterbacks, running backs on full display. What are kind of just your general thoughts after the scrimmage?
Yeah, I thought it was sloppy at times. I mean, the weather, you could attribute to that. The ball was on the ground way more than I think the offensive staff is going to want to see when they break down this tape. That's going to be, I think, a big point of emphasis as soon as they start meeting as guys. The ball can't touch the turf as many times as it did today. It was nice to see the quarterbacks out there. I thought Finley impressed me the most, if we're going to talk quarterbacks. I like the way Rippon came out just guns blazing early. A lot of it was dink and dunk, but the ball was moving and so were the chains. Ogle had a really nice deep completion, touchdown pass, and heck, Tommy Stewart got in there and moved the ball. We didn't get to see all the running backs. I really wanted to see the McWeapon. He didn't play. Still no quarterback named as a starter moving forward. Just still a lot of questions, but it was fun to see.
Yeah, to me, you mentioned Tommy Stewart. If you're asking me right now what's the pecking order based on, you know, trying to dissect the comments from the offensive coordinator, Eli Drinkwitz, the head coach, Brian Harsin, and the playing time that we saw out there, I would say right now Finley looks like your leader. I would think Tommy Stewart right now is number two. I mean, he was the guy in the second half that played with the number one offense in the second half, and he's a guy that was mentioned second by the coaches. He got the first team reps in the second half. Maybe Brett Rippon, to me, maybe comes in third. It sounds like Ogle, at least right now, maybe is in fourth. Obviously, that's going to change, but how do you size up the quarterback battle right now?
Yeah, I think Finley's the number one guy, and I'm kind of surprised that the coaches didn't kind of mention that a little bit more about that. At least it's his job to lose situation there. It's going to be fun. It's going to be interesting, and we'll see how that, if this affects the team in PRPs and from now to, what, 3.5 months until fall camp starts. They don't know who the starter is. They don't know. And we'll see if that has an effect on the team.
You've talked a lot about this on your show. I mean, how do you feel about that? How do you feel about them going into the summer and even into the fall without a guy?
Yeah, I would probably lean towards the side of, you know, going with a guy. Now, that doesn't mean just if you name a guy right now, that doesn't mean that he has to start when Chris Peterson and the Washington Huskies come here. Just like any other position, it can be won, it can be lost when fall camp begins. But at least maybe you know as of right now moving forward who would be the starter if the season started tonight. And I guess the coaching staff just, heck, they don't know, so they don't want to start anything that they don't want to start. They don't want to start anything that they might have to go back and backtrack on. But to me, I thought, let me ask you too, you as a beat writer, I'll be the host here for a second. I thought Finley looked the sharpest tonight. I thought right now it's Finley's job. You agree with that?
Yeah, if there's a game tomorrow, I think Finley's your starting quarterback.
Yep, I agree. Yeah. I thought he looked the best. He had the most command. He got the most reps. And I thought he looked the sharpest.
And he's the most experienced, the most veteran. He's the only one. He's the only one of the quarterbacks that played a snap for Boise State last year. And it looks, that's showing. He looks like he's the most polished. We've seen 4 or 5 practices now, and this is not the first time I've seen this. There wasn't a whole lot we could say during spring practice and stuff, but this isn't the first time that Ryan Finley has stood out to me as being the guy. And maybe clear-cut is a little too much to say, but he certainly seems like he's put himself in a position that, Johnny, whether they don't want to say it or not, I think it may be his job to lose.
I think he's going to start against the Huskies, period. I think he's going to start against the Huskies. I mean, he's going to have to play very poorly in fall camp, and I don't think he will. I mean, there's somebody else is going to have the fall camp that just blows everybody away. I think Ryan Finley's going to start week one, and I think this fan base needs to start preparing for that, and that's probably going to be Finley moving forward. He's going to be a redshirt sophomore, and heck, let's get this thing going. Now focus on, hey, what are they going to do, a running back, huh?
Yeah, last question on the quarterbacks before we briefly touch on the running backs. Did you see anything out of those 4 guys that surprised you? Did anybody step up that maybe you weren't expecting? Did maybe Tommy Stewart, maybe we've joked a lot about him, but the fact that he may be the number 2 guy right now, is that surprising to you at all?
Yeah, I don't know if he is the number 2 guy. You're right. Tommy Stewart's kind of been kind of the guy that you just kind of throw in this conversation just because he's kind of there, right? Very impressive today. They moved the ball. I thought he looked good on his sprint, on his read options. I thought he did good on his play fakes. The ball did go on the ground once, though. He did have a fumble, I believe, and I think the offense ended up recovering that. I don't know if that was on him or the back, probably on him, so they need to clean that up, but he was accurate. Even that very first throw that Tommy Stewart had in the second half, it was a deep post, and the defender made a heck of a play. but it was a heck of a throw. You remember that? I mean, he put that right on the money. Tommy Stewart's had a really nice camp, and Coach Drinkwitz, the OC, didn't he go out of his way to mention that at his presser, saying, I was really impressed, have been very impressed with Tommy Stewart, taken from where he was at this point last year to this point now. I don't know if that was Harsin or Drink who said that, but he's impressing a lot of people.
I think they both have. And you asked me that. I mean, I remember, I don't know if I was standing next to you at last year's spring game or not, but I remember watching Tommy Stewart throw a pass and going, I don't know if this is going to work here. I mean, he's improved night and day, like you said, and I'm very interested to see what happens this summer and going into the fall. But you mentioned running backs, and John Mallory of ESPN Boise, you know, with me, and Corey Young, guy that we've talked some about on your show, and obviously the McWeapon, like you said, Jeremy McNichols was not out there. But, hey, this running back group has to make up 1,800 rushing yards, 28 rushing touchdowns. It's obviously not going to be one guy. It's going to be a committee. But only three backs available in the scrimmage today because of injuries, Ryan Wolpin, Devin Demas, and Corey Young. What stood out to you from the running backs?
Corey Young, I thought he read the blocks very well. He was patient on a lot of runs. And I know Coach Harsin said from his vantage point, being allowed to coach this thing from behind the line of scrimmage, getting that kind of John Madden football television view from behind, he said he loved the way Corey Young was running tonight with the patience he was using, finding and weaving his way through holes and traffic. He got into the end zone. He was breaking tackles. He looked good. Demas was okay, too. Wolpin, I thought, had a play here or there. It's too bad we didn't get to see the McWeapon, and it's too bad we didn't even get to see Jack Fields out there, who's the senior and the leader of this group, I guess, in career carries. He has 100 career carries. That's more than probably every other running back they have combined. But it would have been nice to see McNichols, because I would have liked to have some frame of reference to compare Corey Young's day to. Because Corey Young looked good, but if you had McNichols out there who looked good or great, then maybe you could have a better, again, frame of reference for where you have Corey Young. It's too bad we didn't get to see McNichols.
Demas fumbled once or twice. The wet ball maybe got to him, but you know, obviously still has that explosive big play ability. Yeah, I agree. I think McNichols is still your starter coming back, but I think Corey Young did enough that he's going to be right in that mix for carries. Quickly, last thing on the defense, your thoughts on the defense and so many guys coming back, and maybe not just this scrimmage in particular, but going into next season, you got to have high hopes for this group on defense.
Flying around, and that's kind of going to be the message, I think, that the fan base leans on heading into the season. The fact that this can be
dominant,
an all-time Boise State defense. You heard Marcel Yates talk about that in his press conference, saying, you know, how nice it is this year as far as just being able to coach and teach, because a lot of this was put in installation last year, and now you can kind of expand on what you taught the kids last year because they already know it. He referenced Dante Dion, really likes Jonathan Moxie coming back. The safeties, Darian Thompson's an NFL caliber kid. There's just a lot of things to be excited about, and you can see Coach Yates talking about that. And they're going to be flying around. Kamala Correa, like you've said a million times on the air, what he brings to the table. I mean, you're talking maybe one of the best pass rushers in college football next year here on the blue. I mean, what's an over-under for sacks by Correa next year? 13.5?
Had 12.5? Had 12 last year, 19 tackles for loss.
Right. I mean, he could be a guy who has a 15-sack season. There's a lot to look forward to with that defense.
So now we wait September 4th, the Washington opener. Johnny, we got about 4 months till that game now. It seems like it's going to be a long summer as fans in this town get ready for that one.
Hard to believe that the next time everybody convenes here at Albertson Stadium for football, it's going to be Chris Peterson and the Washington Huskies. The biggest game in the history of the state of Idaho, as far as I'm concerned. That is going to have so much at stake. Isn't it on a Friday night? It's on a Friday night here. The weather's going to be fantastic.
You're calling it the return, right?
With a capital T and a capital R. The return. That's going to be so much fun. I wish it was show it. It's what, mid-April right
about four
now?
4 months yeah, away, yeah.
4 months away. Come on, get
almost
here.
Almost five, maybe five yeah. months, yeah.
Hurry up and get here. That's going to be fun.
Well, you guys, you and Coach Mike on your show, the breakdown, 2-6 weekdays on ESPN Boise, 96.5 FM, 7:30 a.m. You'll be breaking it down. Johnny, as you know, just because it's summer, it'll still be football season all summer. Plenty of football talk up until that game.
It's a football town, so you know the direction of our conversations. They'll be typically going in football.
Hey, keep it to blueturfsports.com for more all summer as we get you set. Boise State football getting set for the season opener against the Washington Huskies on September 4th. Make sure you're following us on Twitter and Facebook at Blue Turf Sports.